ones.
Six big ones.
Set of six.
Yeah, an opportunity for Jude and I to ask Del some questions about the game of rugby league. Six of the big hard-hitting questions. Let's go for it, Jude.
Right, Del, there's plenty of speculation around John Morris's job security at the Sharks. For John to keep his job with the club, does he just simply need to make finals this year?
Well, I think he's got, I reckon, top four. But also, Shane Flanagan, there's a massive push for Shane Flanagan to go back there. But I like what John Morris is doing there. You know, he's brought some young players in. Andrew Fafita's got fit. They really need to push it this year. Sean Johnson needs to be his best too.
So you think they have to make the top four to for him to keep his job?
I think so.
They crawled into the eight last year, knew they were going to get beaten in the first round.
Yeah.
Top four, when you think of all the improvement the other clubs have made, that's impossible.
It's going to be massive. But the Sharks, they need something they haven't had much over the last few years.
Righto, James Seguiaro was handed a backdated 20-month ban following a positive drugs test. He can now return to the NRL in June. Which clubs could use a player like Seguiaro?
Oh, mate, there's a few clubs that could use him, but I just think, I know what James brings to a club when he's on, so if you're going to take a gamble on him, which some clubs will because they'll use him as that utility value, and he'll want to make amends for what he's done. Respect to him for getting on the tools, obviously working the coffee shop, doing what he's doing. There's a few clubs that could use him.
Which ones?
I think the Sharks could. I think, the Dragons could use him as a utility player there. Obviously, his mate Corey Norman's there. So I just think, he gives you that X factor. Even when he's at the Broncos, I rung Seabell and said, mate, well done on signing him. And Seab's said he brought a lot to the club.
All right, speaking of the Dragons before, did Anthony Griffin make the right call in selecting Ben Hunt as the new Dragons captain?
Look, I think so. I think... it's time for Ben Hunt to stand up. I know he's on massive money there, but like they could have went with Tarek Sims. They could have went with the young Zach Lomax, but I think Ben Hunt is their man. And Anthony Griffin has had, has brought him through at the Broncos, so he trusts him.
What about this one? It's a huge question, mate. The greatest Indigenous rugby league player of all time, in your opinion? Gee, that's a tough question.
It's so tough because, mate, when you think about it, you think of Artie Beetson, Thurston, G.I., Cliffy Lyons. But for me, I think Artie just in front of Thurston.
Okay. Craig Bellamy announced that Dale Finucane and Jesse Bromwich are going to be the co-captains there at the Storm. Are they the right two men to lead the Storm?
Yeah, 100% they are. I think, they complement each other well. I think Cam Munster, he just needs to play, just to play football. I know he would have come into the mix, but at the moment he's got a couple of years left, to get that opportunity. And Cam Munster is one of his X-Factors. But I reckon those two blokes are the right blokes for the job.
Does not pull the wrong rein too often, does he, Craig Bellamy?
No.
What about this, Cameron Smith? The drama continues, and we'll talk about him in Flog or not too long
you
for that.
You got your hands up in the air.
Wow. He's spotted training solo on the Gold Coast. Mal Meninga says the Titans won't be signing him. Now the Broncos are front runners. Cam said he's still undecided. The saga continues. We're only a couple of weeks out.
I just tried to put a finger on what's happening here with Cam Smith. I just thought he was trying to maximise his options with his sponsorship and everything else. And
the book was originally, wasn't it? You said let him get through the book. Dude, that's been done for a few months.
Yeah. Mate, I just don't. I don't know. I just think he'll retire.
He must be just wrestling it.
He must be. Like the Tom Brady situation, the Broncos could use him, but is he going to do it? He didn't want to go to the Broncos when he was 16, 17. He sat there, Wayne Bennett, and said, "Look, I'm going to go to Melbourne. There's a better opportunity there for me." I just don't know if he'd go back, if he'd go to Brisbane for 1 year.
Do you reckon the Titans are a top four team if he signs for a couple of years?
I still think thereabouts now.
Without him?
Yeah, I think so. I think they've bought well, and they've got those young players, and they've got a really good coach, Justin Holbrook. But yeah, the Cam Smith saga, I love Cam, but just let us know what's going on, brother.
Yeah. Like I said, we'll talk and Flog or not about him in a moment.
Even Thurston said he's called him 10 times, no reply. So when Thurston's calling you, Cam's playing the game better than anybody.
Okie dokes. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Bo Ryan. It's all about his new TV show on Channel 10. We'll talk to Bo in a moment.